Padre Pio famously called a rosary his weapon. Well, in today's video, we explore the profound effects of this powerful weapon bestowed upon us by Our Lady. It's a story that reveals how the rosary can even liberate countries from communist oppression. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. As mentioned in the introduction, Padre Pio referred to the rosary as his weapon, and this was not an exaggeration. Of course, he did not intend to cause harm by wielding the rosary around. No, he had spiritual warfare in mind. Now, you might be wondering, how does this spiritual warfare work? What is it about? Well, essentially, it works through prayer, aiming to bring souls closer to God. To exemplify just how powerful praying the rosary can be, today we'll explore a historical account involving a man who took the message of Our Lady of Fatima to heart, Father Petrus Pavlicek, the founder of the Crusade of Reparation of the Holy Rosary for Peace in the World. Listen to this. In the years following World War II, Austria was divided by the Allies. The eastern half of the country, including the capital of Vienna, came under Soviet control. The Viennese endured the hardships and oppressions of communism. In 1946, burdened by his country's struggles, Father Petrus Pavlicek embarked on a pilgrimage to Mariazell, Austria's principal Marian shrine. Little did he know he was about to receive an important task. You see, while deeply immersed in prayer before the image of Our Lady above the high altar, Father Petrus Pavlicek heard a clear voice saying, "Do as I say, and there will be peace." These words reminded him of the message of Fatima, where Our Lady emphasized that the actions of men alone would not suffice. She offered a rosary as a means to bring about peace and salvation, promising that if her requests were heeded, many souls would be saved and peace would prevail. So, in 1947, with his country at the mercy of the atheistic Soviet government, Father Petrus Pavlicek took action. He began gathering people all across Soviet-controlled Austria on the 13th of each month to pray the rosary in public. He called it the Holy Rosary Crusade. Father Pavlicek traveled to villages, towns, and cities, carrying a statue of Our Lady of Fatima and inviting people to join in prayerful processions. At first, many were afraid. But seeing others praying the rosary inspired courage and hope. Before long, the movement gained momentum, attracting not only ordinary citizens, but also high-ranking officials such as the Prime Minister, politicians, priests, and bishops. In 1955, after 8 years of tirelessly spreading devotion to Our Lady, the rosary processions had grown to include 500,000 people, roughly 1/10 of the Austrian population. Just imagine, 500,000 people gathered in prayer for the conversion of sinners, world peace, and the freedom of their country. However, things were not as bright just yet. You see, throughout the years, more than 260 peace conferences were held in hopes of removing the Soviets from Austrian soil. But these efforts only resulted in the Soviets tightening their grip on Austria. That is, until 1955, when to the world's surprise, the Soviets announced their intention to withdraw their troops from Austria. On May 15th, the month of Mary, the Soviets signed a treaty guaranteeing the independence of Austria. Then, in October, the month of the Rosary, the last Soviet soldier left Austria. Finally, through the intercession of Our Lady, the country was free. In Vienna, a large procession gathered, with people holding candles and rosaries while carrying a statue of Our Lady of Fatima, whom they thanked for their liberation. "Today," proclaimed the Prime Minister, "we, whose hearts are full of faith, cry out to heaven in joyful prayer. We are free, O Mary, we thank thee." On September 12th, the Feast of the Holy Name of Mary, thousands gather in Vienna annually to express gratitude to the Mother of God for her intercession in liberating their country from communist domination. As Father Petrus Pavlicek famously remarked, "Peace is a gift of God, not the work of politicians." End of story. In conclusion, let us never underestimate the profound power of the Rosary. Despite its simplicity and taking only about 15 minutes to pray, the Rosary has demonstrated its remarkable ability to drive away evil forces when all human efforts have failed. Moreover, through the Rosary prayed for sinners, we can obtain conversions and bring about positive change in the world. Our Lady of Fatima said, "Many souls go to hell because they have no one to pray for them." Therefore, let us continue to embrace this powerful spiritual weapon, trusting in its efficiency and seeking the intercession of Our Lady in all our endeavors. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.